justify things for certain people that, look, you spoke and then all this is happening. Mm. Meaning if you never spoke out, we wouldn't have gotten this kind of reaction. So meaning we as citizens also need to be very attentive to what is going on, right?
Mm.
We people may condemn the channel view, but people also look at the substance of what was being said by the person in question. On the other hand, the minister has spoken about just the issue of women. And in a nutshell, it seems like the minister is saying, just forget what this man is saying. This man, these people just want our minerals, so, and we don't want to give them because we work on mutual aid and not to the conditions that they're giving us. And not taking that, we work on mutual respect, and that's what we are going to live by. And that's also what the minister seems to be saying.
Mm-hmm. Quickly, Manfred Moya says, good morning, Phoenix. Let the government work on some of the points which the ambassador raised.
I was looking at the minister. He says that they have put certain measures in place, for example, appointing a DG, a substantive DG for the Anti-Corruption Commission. I don't know if that is an answer enough, because even the same DG that's there, people have raised so many questions about her and her political background.
Mm.
And that's why some people feel that even that is not good enough. But that's one of the responses he gave, saying the ambassador has ignored some of these measures put in place, such as the appointment of the DG to ACC.
Yes. Well, it's an interesting conversation, and obviously so many opinions that people want to give, but we have run out of time. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Phoenix Breakfast, Breakfast with Sandy. We're going into the last hour of the show, and up next is the news.
I thought it was time to knock
off. Hey!
I dismissed it. But we have the news at 8 up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The news at 8, the headlines. Secretary of the Treasury explains slow price adjustments despite falling inflation. UPND clarifies position on independent candidates after adoption. In global news, United States strikes Iranian fast boats as Iran attacks UAE oil facility. To present the main news, my name is Christine Indisha. Secretary of the Treasury Felix Nkoluka says a slow decline in commodity prices despite easing inflation does not signal a mismatch in the economy. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkoluka explained that although inflation has been steadily falling since January, reductions in the prices of goods and services are not immediate due to prevailing economic dynamics. He has attributed the trend to ratchet effect, a situation where prices rise quickly during periods of high inflation, but adjust more slowly when inflation begins to decline. Mr. Nkoluka notes that producers and traders often maintain prices in the short term as they continue to absorb earlier cost increases, including wages and production expenses, which do not fall at the same rate as inflation. He added that over time, as purchasing power improves and market commodities stabilize, increased sale volumes could contribute to gradual reductions in prices across various commodities. Zambia's inflation rate has been on a downward trend since December 2025, declining from 11.2% to 9.4% in January 2026, before dropping further to 7.5% in February, 7.1% in March, and 6.8% in April.
So when time for prices to go up comes, the prices go up very easily. But when time for prices to come down, they don't come down. But for me to increase to 300 loaves in a month, it means that the time difference between when the price, the inflation came down and when I got that purchasing power. So over time, prices will come down, but it doesn't come down immediately because inflation has come down because of what I've explained, the ratchet effect.
UPND Deputy Chairperson for Constitutional and Legal Affairs, Mulambo Haimbe, says the party will not stop any aspirant from contesting political office, but is encouraging those who fail to secure adoption to remain within party structures rather than stand as independent. Speaking in an interview with the Phoenix News, Mr. Haimbe has clarified that the position taken by the UPND is not a legal restriction but an internal approach aimed at maintaining discipline and unity within the party. It says the party is urging aspirants to stay committed to its broader objectives even when they are not selected for particular positions, noting that internal disagreements should be addressed through dialogue. Mr. Haimbe added that the approach is intended to promote unity and avoid situations that could split votes or divide support among party members on the ground. He further stated that the UPND will continue engaging its members to minimize tensions after adoption and ensure the party heads into the elections with a united front.
I don't probably see how, without any provisions of law that can be used to prevent someone from exercising their democratic rights, how that can be seen as a party policy position. It's a matter of management. We encourage that those who are within our family and may not be selected for the particular role that they are aspiring for, continue to support the family rather than become a possible source of divided vote or indeed divided attention on the ground from amongst our supporters and those that sympathize with us. So it's purely just a question of speaking from a position of logic. And this is why I talked about there being the need for continual dialogue. So it's an ongoing process, and I think we have the maturity as a political party.
Governance expert Gilbert Jisenga has urged lawmakers to project bills currently before the National Assembly of Zambia to thorough scrutiny, warning that some legislation could be revisited after the August 2026 general elections in the event of a change of government. Ms. Jisenga's remarks follow the introduction of 74 bills by Cabinet just 8 days before the dissolution of Parliament ahead of the first August 13th poll. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Jisenga said legislators must take adequate time to understand the contents of the bill and consult relevant stakeholders before passing them into law. He has cautioned that rushing the legislative process without proper debate and analysis could result in poor quality laws and a waste of public resources, noting that the available time frame is insufficient to fully examine the proposals. Mr. Jisenga has further advised parliamentarians who have resigned from their political parties to vacate their seats and stop receiving allowances, warning that they may be required to refund the funds in future.
We have members of parliament that have resigned from their respective political parties. They have crossed the line. And Article 72 of the Republican Constitution is clear on how a parliamentary seat becomes vacant in the National Assembly. So when you cross the floor, your parliamentary seat automatically becomes vacant. Our call to our parliamentarians is that let them reflect on these bills that are being forced on them to be legislated. It's not the end of the world. We have got just 2 weeks before the parliament is dissolved. Let them defer certain bills. The public gathering bill has been pending for a long time. Let them not do it in a hurry. Let them reconcile the stakeholders, for example. The input and ascertain that the submissions of the key stakeholders are reflecting in those bills.
Upperbelt-based labor expert Albert Mando has cautioned against proposals to allow public service workers to contribute to two pension schemes, warning that the move could increase the financial burden on employees. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mando said while the proposal may appear progressive, it risks putting pressure on workers' incomes since pension contributions are deducted directly from salaries. He explained that contributing to more than one scheme will reduce take-home pay, particularly for low-income earners who are already facing economic challenges. Mr. Mando has, however, welcomed ongoing pension reforms, noting that they have the potential to improve the sustainability and performance of pension systems beyond the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. His comments follow proposals by Councilor Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe, who is advocating for legislative clarity to allow workers to belong to both occupational pension schemes, such as the Public Service Pension Fund or the local